Today is Tuesday, August 25th, 2026, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Kiss and Makeup Day. It's National Park Service Founders Day. It's also National Secondhand Wardrobe Day. National Whiskey Sour Day. And last but not least, it's National Banana Split Day. So they changed the site that I go to. They changed it, and they used to have I guess they have national months here, but they also used to have national weeks. And oh, they do. So this week is Be Kind to Humankind Week and National Composites Week. There you go. So they've made some changes. I thought it was gone, but they've just changed the layout of the pages. And so everything looks different. And that's the reason I wasn't able to find anything. So I've been, before we talk about that, actually, we do have some contact. So I don't want to forget about that. So first of all, text message, Gary in Portland said Montgomery Wards. And then his next text message was, that was the other mail order catalog. So yeah, I talked about mail order catalogs. And I said there was one that I couldn't remember the name of. And so it was Montgomery Ward. When I was on my trip with Daniel, we discussed that. And we didn't discuss it. We listened to Geeky Gay on the car ride to Fatty's. And so he answered the question during that. So there we go. All right, let's look. We have another text message from Gary. He says there is no episode 1779. There is a 78 and then an 80. So that's a good thing for us to talk about, but I will talk about it a little bit later on in this episode. But yes, there was a problem on the website, and it's because I recently made a change to the website and it reset some configurations, and there was a configuration that was wrong, and there was something that I do that was causing a problem with the configuration issues. So actually Daniel was able to fix it using ChatGPT. Or he may have used his agent, Sebastian. I'm not really sure. I don't remember which one he used, but he was able to fix it using either Sebastian or some other AI. And I was really impressed because we were in the car. We were in the car driving, and I realized that there was something wrong. I believe we were in the car. I could be wrong about this, and I'm sure he'll correct me. But I believe we were in the car on our trip, and I go, oh, no, because I thought we were in the car, but now that I think about it, I believe he was pre-downloading podcast episodes beforehand. And he said, your episodes are not downloading for me. There's something wrong with your website. And I said, oh, okay, well, I don't have a computer with me, so I don't know if I can fix it. Because I didn't know what it was. I needed to do all this investigation, and all I had was my phone. And he says, oh, I'll just have Sebastian do it. So he asked Sebastian, hey, can you look at this? The AI was able to diagnose the problem, fix the problem with login credentials, but that's all it had was login credentials for the website, for the admin area. It was able to figure out what the problem was, fix it within, I don't know, 5 minutes. 5 or 10 minutes, nothing, you know. So all that being said, you may have not gotten an episode 1779. So the only thing I can say is you'll have to refresh your feed. And if the app that you use is not working, you can unsubscribe and then resubscribe. And that should clear everything and get you all the most recent episodes. But anyway, that's what happened. So there you go, Gary. And Tony in Illinois left a Illinois, right? Why is that sounding weird to me all of a sudden? So Tony called in. Let's hear what Tony has to say.
Hey, Adam, it's Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, just wondering. The Game X was, like, weirdly put out, but I already called in that show. But yours was, too, because I got 3 episodes on Monday, and it was something. I didn't catch the first. Well, I caught the first 2 days, but I didn't catch what days they were. But the last day was the Thursday the 20th, I think. But they all came out on Monday. So I'm wondering if my podcast thingy is screwy, because both of the shows were, like, weird.
Well, I...
So, yeah, I don't know. Because I didn't get... I still haven't gotten the show, the Game Mix show for Friday. The Friday one was, but I did get the I got level 13 for that Friday. So I don't know. It's all weird. Okay. Maybe you guys just fucked up, but that's okay. If that's what it is, then great. But if my podcast catcher is being stupid, then maybe I need to change. Okay. All right. Bye.
All right. So.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Tony. I appreciate it. And I will say that so I don't know for sure, but what I will say is that on the mix, we recorded a after show, a level 13, while we were in South Carolina. And I don't know when Daniel's putting it out. And he may have put it out as a regular show. Is the other, you know, I probably could look and see if he put it out as a regular show. I'm not good at doing things while I'm recording, but I'll see if I can go over there and look and see if he put out another episode or if it was on level 13. I can look at that, but that's a little bit more complicated for me to try to record and go in and look at it at the same time. But I'm just going to go in and look, because he may have decided, you know what, I'll put that out as a regular episode. And he did not. So if I look at our website to see if he did it for level 13 already. Tony, I'm going into a lot of effort here on the show, everyone. This is diagnosing a problem on the show. I'm just going to look here and see if he did anything. No. Okay. So the last show was published on August 20th. I don't know why you didn't get it until Monday of this week. I'm not really sure about that, but it was published on the 20th. And that was the last level 13. So we didn't. So the last podcast that went out was on August 18th because we did not record a show. So I have been traveling, as I said to you guys. And on Wednesday, I got up and went to the airport. Nothing to really report there. Just went to the airport and Mark dropped me off. And I was able to get through security really quickly because it's a relatively small airport. We have a really nice airport, but it's small and it doesn't have a huge number of gates. And so we do get some larger airplanes. We do get the Super 80s of the world, but we also get the smaller planes as well. The regional jets, we'll say. But it's a nice airport, bottom line. So got there, waited on I had a little brekkie in the restaurant there, because we do have a restaurant as well. We have a restaurant, we have an Auntie Anne's pretzels, and we have an Einstein's bagels, or the three eating. And then, oh, we do have a Slim Chickens. I don't know. We do have one of those as well. And I think there's a lounge that has food in it. And there's a little store that sells snacky items and drinks and stuff like that. So we have a few options. Oh, there's a bar that serves food. We have a lot of options for a small for a small airport. The bar serves food as well. So anyway, got my flight, flew to Dallas, waited in Dallas a couple of hours, and then flew on to Orlando. Again, the flights were nothing to write home. I mean, they were fine. They were, you know, it was normal. Got there. Daniel and Zach were a little bit late picking me up, but it was fine. I went and got my bag and then just found a place to sit. And then when they got close, I went outside so they would be able to see me. They picked me up. And then we went to the Hangry Bison for dinner. We decided, because it was, I arrived right around dinner time, or as Fatty would say, supper. He asked us while we were there, how do you say dinner or supper? And I think I always say dinner. Although growing up, we might have said supper, but I'm a dinner guy now. We went to the Hangry Bison, had a really nice hamburger and some fries. And Zach was there as well, so it was Daniel and Zach and myself, and that was fun. And then went back to his house and hung out. And that was that was Wednesday. So now I have to get through all of that. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.